Contentious issues at this week's Stratford City Council meeting sparked dialogue for members of the public, and their candor prompted some reflection from council members and staff. A zoning change for an inn designation at the Bradshaw Lofts, the recently approved 2024 tax rates, and a closed meeting investigation report on 5 years' worth of meetings had delegations from members of the public. The vast majority were critical towards council and city staff, to varying degrees. For instance, Mike Sullivan delegated on a number of topics and was critical of council's improper actions in closed meetings, as found in the report that appeared in council's agenda. Pointing to the findings found in the report, Sullivan said that old habits die hard for this council, which began in November 2022. At the discussion on the rezoning of the Bradshaw Lofts, Barb Shaughnessy delegated against allowing the property to be designated an inn. She advocated that the space be used for housing rather than accommodations. During her delegation, she discussed the planner involved, before Mayor Martin Ritsma asked her to refrain from discussing specific members of staff. She recanted and apologized before continuing her points. Discussion on that topic was so spirited that during a break, an argument ensued by two other members of the public in council chambers, which promptly stopped before council reconvened. As the over 3-hour meeting was nearing its end, Count Bonnie Henderson said that she was proud of city staff, prompting a discussion on how council and staff have been performing, and how they have been perceived. She said that she sees and hears negative comments in council chambers and on social media, saying that councillors and city staff are out to screw the public. That is not something she has ever seen, she said. All I've seen is caring people wanting to take care of our residents, Henderson said. And they do the best they can. And they sit there with a smile on their face. Sow Joan Thompson supported Henderson's comments. I'm very proud of staff, Thompson said. However, this evening was not a proud moment. And words hurt. Staff are professional and are not able to speak and defend themselves, so unfortunately this is now becoming the forum to attack. Mayor Martin Ritsma ended the meeting saying that he will be reflecting on his own role at council and whether or not the onus is upon him to challenge the individuals that are saying negative things towards anybody in council. The city's respectful workplace policy governs what can and can't be tolerated during council meetings. It applies to all councillors, staff members, and members of the public. It also dictates what will not be tolerated in any interaction or communication. Among other actions and behavior, targeted vulgarity, harassment, yelling, behavior that frightens, and constant criticism with the intention to humiliate and demean people, are not to be tolerated under the policy.